Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Adam Root is here. Adam is a new friend. Adam is Chief Technology Officer and co-founder of an organization called HipLogic. And they help people get their messages out on using social media and help companies like yours and mine get more customer leads. And I've asked Adam to join us. A little bit later on, we're going to talk about specifically how his company does this. But what he's going to do first is help us understand why is it so doggone difficult for small business owners to make the transition from the 10,000 years of traditional marketing to online social media marketing. Adam Root, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim. I'm really excited to be here.
Good to have you here. Adam, right now, small business owners have their traditional marketing, advertising, branding strategy that we, as I said, we've had for essentially 10,000 years, put on steroids in the last 100 years by Madison Avenue. But in the 21st century, in what I call the age of the customer, that's been impacted by the internet and by the online world and by social media. And so now small business owners have needed to add a social media strategy. And as you may have heard me say in the previous segment, I'm looking forward to a time when we don't have two strategies. We just have one strategy with different tools. But right now we're not there quite yet. And so talk to us about why it's so difficult for small business owners to get social media.
Yeah, sure. So, you know, I think a big challenge is, you know, when you create a small business, a lot of people tell you from the Small Business Administration to the Economic Development Authority to say, you know, get some brochures out there. That's one of the cheapest and easiest way to do it. You know, and so when you're writing a brochure, like a trifold brochure, you're going out there and you're talking about your features and your benefits of your product or service and trying to go out there and just get business that way.
It's all about the call to action, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. It's the call to action. Then, you know, social media kind of came around. You know, you have Facebook, you have Twitter, you know, you got Pinterest and Instagram and all these other kind of social networks. And they all have different cultures around them, so it's a little tricky to nail those mm-hmm. down.
They actually do have their own rules of the game, don't they? I mean, there are protocols, there are behaviors. I mean, it's like being in your grandmother's tea party. You know, you got to know how to act.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, the problem that I see most small businesses struggle with is that they take that same brochure mentality and
the call to action mentality
on Facebook. What's that?
They take the call to action mentality.
Yeah, they go out there and which you can do. You can do a call to action, and we'll talk about that a little bit later. But essentially what they'll do is they'll just put the same content on the same social networks and expect, you know, just magically that they're going to be millionaires. And, mm-hmm. you know, then it was that was even perpetuated by the social networks themselves. So they were still trying to figure it out. And they said, oh, what you really need is likes and followers and, mm-hmm. you know, people just giving you high fives on these things.
Right. And it's kind of hard. They won't take that. They won't take those at the grocery store, will they? The likes.
No, and that's the thing. You know, I can't tell you how many social media experts would tell me when we were first starting out, oh, the value of a like is $1 or $3 or whatever all these studies would say. And I said, I'll tell you what, I got 1,500 likes right now. I'll trade you those 1,500 likes for $3 per like. How about that? You know? And so through all the times that, you know, I've been speaking and doing this and just helping small businesses, what I found is what they really need is cash in the cash register.
That's right.
And it's a really tricky thing to do that on social media. And the reason why it's so hard is because social media, by its very nature, is a tell, don't sell environment, and that's where people have fun. That's where they go out there and post pictures of their kids. And here you are, this business, trying to gain attention through it. And it's a different type of way of getting to that call to action.
It's nurturing, not selling, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, it's
isn't it more on, isn't like, it more nurturing instead of selling? And also, you know, when it also reminds me of, I've used the analogy of brand building, Adam. In other words, if you the way to think about social media in terms of a sense of urgency, in terms of when you spend a nickel, when you're going to get a dime back. You kind of have to think of it the way you do brand building. I mean, it's not immediate. You don't invest a nickel on Monday and expect to get a dime back on Friday. What do you think?
Yeah, you know, that's a great way of saying it. You know, I like to think of it in, you know, Gary Vaynerchuk, which is a great mentor of mine.
Gary. Yeah.
Yeah, he's a sharp guy. So he likes to use a boxing mentality of, you know, jab, 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 then hook. That's kind of what I like to reemphasize as well, is that you're going out there and you're hitting them with a little bit of content that showcases your expertise. You do that two or three times, then all of a sudden you hit them with that right hook, which is going to be, hey, here's that call to action to a discount or a coupon where you actually bring them in.
But it's two different senses of urgency, isn't it? I mean, when you do traditional advertising and marketing, you have a different sense of urgency than you are really allowed to have in social media, right?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And you know, the reality is that traditional marketing just isn't as effective as it used to be. You know, so you're going out there with direct mail. It's been pretty consistent at about a 1.38% response rate for the last 4 years. You got radio, which, you know, it's actually been pretty consistent.
We love radio, right? Right, Adam? We love radio, right?
We love radio.
Yeah,
you know,
okay, go ahead.
We love radio. And, you know, that's actually been more consistent than you know, direct mail.
Right.
All things.
So
if you're using traditional marketing, I would rather you put dollars into radio than going out there and just do direct mail.
Well, that's one way to get invited back, Adam. Good for you. But, no, so, folks, what we're going to do when we come back, I'm going to get Adam to talk about some of the ways that his organization helps people like you and me be more effective in our online strategy, in our social media strategy. And they've got some tools and some ways of thinking about this that I think you're going to benefit from. Adam, before we take the break, give us your website, please.
It's HipLogic, HipLogIQ.com.
All right, so check that out. And we're going to be right back with Adam Root. He's a co-founder of HipLogic. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Wheels on fire, and I tell you why. I got a high ride.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.